praise the Lord. At this time, let us put our mind on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you asking for mercy and for grace. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, O God, asking that you'll forgive our sins, Lord, and blot out our transgressions. Lord, we invite you right now in this radio broadcast. We pray, Lord, that you will listen to every prayer, O God, and grant each petition. Let it be done according to your holy will. Lord, we ask that you will bless abundantly. Let your holy will be done and have your eternal way. Lord, we pray right now that you will move in a miraculous way, that you will touch, heal, and deliver. Move by your power, O God, and manifest yourself to those who don't know you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will save the lost souls, that you will deliver those who are bound, that you will encourage those who are discouraged, that you will lift up those who are cast down. Lord, not our will, but let your holy will be done in our lives. We ask right now that you will speak to us and that you will minister unto us, that you will send forth your word and let your word reach every heart. Let it minister to each and every soul according as they have need. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord God, and we are taking you at your word. And we want to take time and give thanks to your name. You've been so good to us, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We don't even deserve it, Lord Jesus. But
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You right now for
thank
mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for blessing us, oh God.
Thank
we
you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for just giving us the use and activities of our limbs. We thank
oh,
you for
God.
Another
Lord.
Opportunity
thank
to
you.
Lift up your holy name and to praise you, Lord. We thank you for
thank
all
you,
that
Jesus.
You've already done, Lord. Thank you for
yes,
what
Lord.
You're doing even now as we pray. We thank
glory,
you, Lord
glory,
God, in
glory.
Advance for the things that you're about to do. We believe it and we count it as done.
Believe,
oh,
yes,
Lord God, we praise your name.
Yes,
we
Lord,
magnify
Jesus.
You
thank
and
you,
we
Jesus.
Lift you up. We ask, Lord, that you'll accept our prayer and that you will let your will be done evermore in the lives of your people. We ask it in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise
amen.
Be to God. Giving honor to God, who's ahead of my life. Praise the Lord. You are listening to Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God. This is located in Baltimore, Maryland, Liberty Heights, 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue. And Holy Temple is a branch of the Headquarters Church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, Incorporated, located at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. Our president and Northern District Overseer is Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our vice president and Southern District Overseer is Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God in Jacksonville, Florida. Praise the Lord. We are blessed to be here just one more time. Praise be to God. And I just like to take this time to extend a warm welcome to each and every one of you who have tuned in on this afternoon. May the Lord bless you greatly. Amen. Praise the Lord. And also
amen.
Joining me today, my co-host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, out of the Headquarters Church in Camden, New Jersey, and daughter, Evangelist Khadija Hameen, who resides in Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. Praise God. It is a blessing, praise God, to do something for the Lord. And I thank God
Amen.
For prayer, because I know that prayer works. Amen.
Yes.
When nothing else works, when all else fails, prayer works. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I just thank God. I feel good down in my soul.
All right. All right.
Lord, just the mighty God. Just keep
thank
on
you,
blessing
Jesus.
Us. Praise
yes.
be to God. And the blessings of the Lord. I am so grateful that the Lord poured these blessings out upon us, because in a time of our great need, right now, in the times that we're going through, the things that we're experiencing, we can
yes.
reflect on how blessed we are to know the God of heaven. Amen. The
Amen.
God of the universe.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That we can call on him. Amen.
Yes.
And he will come and see about us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I just feel so good in my sanctified soul. I'm so grateful
the
for the Lord coming into my life when he did. Amen. Converting me and sanctifying me, giving me the gift of the Holy Ghost and a determination to go all the way. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. So at this time, we are going to call on Evangelist Khadija to read opening scripture and to render selection unto the Lord. Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Maybell. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen. God bless everybody on the line
tonight. Praise the Lord.
I thank God for this opportunity. We're going to open up the opening scripture taken from the 136th number of Psalm, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. That's the 136 number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endures forever.
Hallelujah.
The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endures forever, and brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endures forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endures forever.
Hallelujah.
To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endures forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endures forever. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 136th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 15th verse, and truly we know that God's mercy endures forever, and that too we're giving thanks to, for his mercy endures forever. That's
amen.
I'm going to sing this song, and I heard it earlier today while I was on the line with one of our churches in North Carolina, and it's just been in my mind, so I'm going to attempt to sing it.
You are here, moving in knowledge, to worship you, to worship you. You are here, working in this place, to worship you.
Oh, yes.
To worship you, oh, you are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You hear, touching every heart. We worship you. We worship you. You hear, healing every heart. We worship you. We worship you. You're here, turning lives around. We worship you. We worship you. You're here, mending every heart. We worship you. We worship you. Oh, Lord, you are way maker, Evangelist May, thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is so good, and he's so merciful. And that's why the psalmist was saying, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. We serve a mighty God, and for that reason, he has blessed us, and we should give his name the praise.
Amen.
And this is what the psalmist was exhorting, to give God some thanks and some praise because he has done great things for us. God bless you out there in Radio Land. We are glad that you're on the line. We are glad that you had a mind to take some time out to listen in on this radio broadcast. We hope that you will be blessed today and that you will receive the word of God on today. My soul is happy, and I feel like praising him, too. I know God has been good.
Right.
He's good, and he's good all the time.
Yes,
he is. This time we thank God for the word of God, for the psalms, for the songs, for everything thus far. And at this time, this part of the service is into the hands of Pastor Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise be to God. We thank God
for
the scripture. Amen. Praise the Lord. Surely his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, and
yes,
his
he
mercy
is.
Endureth forever.
Yeah,
praise
amen.
Lord. I was just thinking on that earlier today. Didn't know that that would be the scripture.
All right.
Know of a truth that his mercy is everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
It is great toward us. So it is
Amen.
Indeed a blessing. I count myself blessed. Amen. It's an honor and a privilege to have this ministry. You know, didn't
Amen.
Have to be so, but God knows just what to do. Amen.
Yes, he does.
Praise God. I'm thankful. I thank God for Evangelist May and for
Praise
her
the Lord.
Prayers and her support. Amen. Praise God. And this is just something that I know the Lord is doing, and I give God the glory. I
Amen.
Praise him because he is the one in control of all
Amen.
Of our lives. Amen. If we will follow his lead, we will
yes.
not go wrong. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank God for everything that's been said and done thus far. Praise the Lord. At this time, I would like to go to the Word of God. Amen. And if you have your Bibles and would like to read along, you may do so, or you can just listen. And I have the scriptures I would like to share with you on this afternoon. And I'm asking for your prayers. Amen. That the Lord's will be done. Amen.
Amen.
The scriptures that I have in mind are taken from 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. Verses 1 through 16, and this is the King James Version. Also, 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 7.
And if we have time to get to it, St. Matthew 6:19-34. Amen. Praise the Lord. And today the title of this show is God Has Everything We Need.
All right.
The theme is Never Go Lacking. Hallelujah.
All right.
So I began reading with 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 16. And it reads, "And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain 3 years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt in the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to stop right there. In this passage of scripture, how Elijah had gone to Ahab. Amen. Praise God. The king that did so much evil above all the kings before him.
Yes.
And Elijah was sent to him, and he was told that there wouldn't be any rain for a number of years. Glory be to God. But God will provide for his own.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The word of the Lord did come to him and tell him what to do. So
yes.
Elijah, he followed the leading of the Lord and went and hid himself in the place that the Lord had commanded him to hide. And the Lord had commanded the ravens to feed Elijah, morning and evening. So the Lord provided for him everything he needed. But, of course, after there being no rain for a period of time, the brook that he was drinking from dried up.
All right.
But God had a ram in the bush. Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
He had chosen a widow woman to sustain Elijah until it rained again. Glory, hallelujah. And this widow woman, as the Lord had said to Elijah, that he had commanded her to sustain him. So when God has something to do with things, know that everything is going to work out all right.
Amen.
He might have thought that she was going to prepare their last meal and just die. But his mercy endures forever.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
He had mercy on the widow woman and her son and sent his servant to be sustained at her hand. But all she had left was just enough for her and her son. But when she heard the words of the man of God, she moved by faith and did as he said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And this is what we have to come to the realization is that when the Lord wants us to do something, we can't even consider ourselves or what we have or don't have. We
Amen.
Just have to obey and do as the Lord has instructed us.
Amen.
He may be sending you somewhere, and you might say, well, I don't have any money in the bank, or I don't have a car, or I don't have this or that. Hallelujah. But if God wants you to do something or go somewhere, he is going to provide for you. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to read a little bit more. Going to 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 7. And verse 1 reads, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me what hast thou in the house. And she said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Hallelujah. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. And I want to stop here, praise the Lord.
All right.
Now, this is a woman who came to the man of God, and Elisha is the successor of Elijah.
Yeah,
Elijah
amen.
Was caught up in a whirlwind, and Elisha, his minister, took his mantle because it fell from him. And he
yes.
took the mantle, and he began to minister in his stead. Amen. And Elisha had this woman who came to him, and she explained her situation, how her husband was dead, and she had some creditors who wanted to take her sons to be bondmen. Mm-hmm. But the man of God began to ask her a question. Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And you know, sometimes when we look at our situations, it looks like we have absolutely nothing.
Yes.
But there was a blessing in her house that she was not aware of.
All right.
So the man of God began to instruct her to do something specific. Thank you, Jesus. And
she did
as the man of God instructed.
Yes.
She got all the vessels. She took her sons, and she went in the house. She began to pour into the vessels, but the oil just kept on coming. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
She filled them all up, and she went back to the man of God and reported what she had done. And so he began to tell her what to do with the vessels. He told her to sell them. Amen.
Yes.
Pay off your debt.
Yes.
And you and your children live off the rest.
Mm.
You know, maybe she wasn't thinking about being a saleswoman, but she had to do what she had to do to support her family. Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes we have at our disposal something that will sustain us, something that will be a blessing to us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Something that could bring an income to us, because God will supply all our needs. Amen.
Yes, he will.
And she had care of her family. And so she went about doing as the man of God said. And you know, God, he looks out for us in that way.
Yes, he does.
St. Matthew 6 and 19, verses 19 through 34. This is the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus began to speak to his disciples. And in this part of his sermon, getting down to the 19th verse, he said, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also."
Amen.
"The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness."
Amen.
So he picks it up here saying, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We can't serve two masters.
Amen.
But we have to make a choice just to serve the Lord and him only. Glory be to God. Mammon, what is mammon? Money, material wealth, or any entity that promises wealth and is associated with the greedy pursuit of gain. And this word, mammon, is personified as the god of riches. Some people want to have it both ways. They want to try to have all the riches in the world and try to serve the Lord at the same time. Amen.
Right.
But Jesus is saying, don't lay up treasures on the earth.
Amen.
Don't try to build wealth on the earth.
Amen.
But rather, lay it up in heaven. Glory to God. Where thieves can't break through. They can't steal. No moth, no rust. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. But down here, these things are just temporal. They are not going to last forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Verse 25. Therefore, I saw your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin.
Amen.
And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself.
Yes.
And unto the day is the evil thereof. Can we say praise the Lord? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen. You know, the Lord,
yes, Lord,
he's looking out for us, and he wants us to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, not going after these things down here, but going after the Lord, laying up our treasures in heaven. Praise
yes.
be to God, because one day we are going to leave here. And we
Amen.
Cannot be caught all up into things down here and expect to go to heaven and be with the Lord. But
Amen.
We have to let these things go and
yes.
just seek the will of the Lord. If
Amen.
There's something that's in your way and stopping you from serving the Lord, Amen, you ought to let it go right now. Because
yes.
today is the day of focus. Today let us the Lord. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of deliverance. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. Don't worry so much about tomorrow. Don't worry about your situation. And I know that's not easy, but just trust in the Lord and know that he will provide. Glory
yes.
to God. Philippians 4:19 said, but my God shall supply all your needs according
yes.
to his riches in glory by Christ
mm-hmm.
Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Jesus, he was talking to his disciples, and he was encouraging them. In other words, he recognized that some of them, their faith was lacking. They had a
Amen.
Little faith, but he encouraged them in explaining how God provides for the fowls of the air, for the birds.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Provide food for them. And
yes,
you see
he does.
How God commanded a bird to feed a man. You know,
Amen.
God can do whatsoever he will to make sure that you have just what you need. Amen.
Yes.
And you never, ever have to go lacking. I'm a witness that if you deny yourself and just seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and not worry about your life. Oh, thank
Preach
you,
it.
The blessings will overtake you and you won't have room to store them. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
As the Bible lets us know, you won't have room to receive it. Oh, thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank
have to give it away because there's no room at all. Your refrigerator is overrunning and cupboards
yes.
are overrunning. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. He will provide
he will.
For you. Don't worry. Glory be to God. But just trust in the Lord. If you haven't been seeking the Lord, you ought to take time right now and seek the Lord. Because we don't really know if we're going to see tomorrow. We don't
mm-hmm.
know how long we're going to be here. And I'm not saying don't prepare for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But don't be anxious about things. Don't be worried because these things bring about illnesses on your body. Thank you, Lord. Don't worry about it. Some people died because of worriation. But
yes.
there's no need to worry because the Lord will provide. The Lord
Amen.
Will. He'll take care of his people. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I encourage you to seek the Lord. While he may be found, to
Amen.
Call upon him while he is near. And if the Lord is striving with you, what you should do is surrender completely to the will of God. These things down here, these riches that people go after, they'll die and leave them behind. And somebody else will enjoy those riches. Oh, glory be to God, and they can't do anything about it. Just like the young rich man who died for being so stingy. There was a man, a beggar, who went to him, knocked on his door, my Lord Jesus.
All
and
right.
He would not give the man the crumbs that fell from his table.
Amen.
But God provided for him. He was rich toward God, and he had what he needed. Amen. He had sores all over his body, but that's all right. The Lord had a place just for him. Because when he died, he went to be in the bosom of Abraham.
Amen.
When that rich man died, he ended up in a place he didn't expect to be. He opened his eyes and he found himself in hell. And he looked up and he saw the same beggar that he wouldn't help and asked a favor of Father Abraham.
Right.
But it was too late. He had to reap what he sowed. So sometimes the things that we do, we're going to have to reap what we sow, whether it be in this life or in the life to come. Hallelujah. Maybe he didn't reap all those things while he was alive, but when he died, he had to reap what he sowed. All he wanted was just a little favor. But the young beggar, all he wanted was just crumbs.
Yes. But
the rich man refused to give to him. So going after these riches, it can really separate you from God.
Amen.
It can get in the way of you serving the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It can cause you to lose out with God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. But I want to encourage you on today to seek first the kingdom of God and his
yes.
righteousness.
Amen.
And the Lord will add everything that you can ever need. He will
Amen.
Add it all to you. Amen.
Amen.
You never have to go lacking when you
Amen.
Seek Him. And we just
Amen.
Thank God for his word. Praise the Lord. And I pray that the word was a blessing to you on today. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist May if she would lead us in prayer. Take us to the
Praise
throne of grace.
Praise the Lord, after you have heard this word of God and you are in need, the word of God lets us know that God has everything we need.
Amen.
And we do not have to go lacking, but
Amen.
We have to put our trust in the Lord. So let us all look to the Lord, all of you that are out there in Radio Land, and you need something of the Lord, turn your hearts and minds toward the Lord and believe God on today. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your word, thanking you for the messenger. Oh, my God, we receive your word, and we believe you today. Oh, my God, we know that you have everything that we need.
Yes,
oh, my God, our trust is in you. We are looking to you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. We are dependent on you to come to our rescue, to help us, oh, Lord, to deliver Jesus. Oh, my God, we're waiting, and we are looking to you, Lord. No other help we know. You are our very present help, Lord. And, my God, we are waiting, waiting on you, Lord. Oh, my God, we know you're a way maker, and you are a door opener. You know how to make the way. You know how to deliver, Lord. You know how to fix the situation. Have your way. Let your will be done, Lord. Oh, my God, grant the requests of the people. Have mercy today, Lord. Help us, Jesus, to take you at your word, to lean on you, to depend on you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, our help coming from you, Lord. Oh, my God, you know, Lord, we need help. We need aid, Lord. Come to our rescue, Jesus. Help us today, Lord. Bless in a special way, oh, Lord. Grant the petitions of the people, Lord. Save to the utmost. Oh, my God, deliver, Jesus. Move by thy spirit, oh, Lord. Take full control. Continue to bless on this radio broadcast. We pray that you continue to bless the speaker of the hour. Move, Jesus. Send your word the more. You're not anointing the more. Continue to have your way. That your will may be done, Lord. Help us to wait on you, Lord. Teach us, oh, Lord, how to take you at your word, Jesus. We know thou art a provider. Jesus, touch right now, Lord. Deliver, Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you, oh, Lord. We believe your word today, Lord. And we know you're able, Jesus, to do all things. Help us to take you at your word, oh, Lord. Help us not to doubt you, oh, Lord. But help us, oh, Lord, to believe your holy word. Your word is true, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. And we believe and we are sure that you are able to deliver, oh, Lord. And we are waiting and counting on you, Lord. No other help we know. You are our help, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, thank you for this prayer. Thank you for every listening ear. Pray that you continue to bless us and go with us. Stand by us, oh, Lord. Keep us under the wings of your love. And we will continue to give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you to God.
Truly, we thank God for that beautiful message coming through Evangelist Amin. God has everything, everything we need. And we never have to go lacking. Because the Lord said, if I was hungry, he said, I wouldn't even tell you. Cattle upon a thousand hills belong unto him.
Amen.
So we need meat. God's got meat for us.
Come on.
If we need bread, God's got bread for us. If we need water, God's got water for us.
Water.
I thought about the children of Israel,
hallelujah,
how they wanted bread, and how God sent bread down from heaven.
Yes,
glory to God.
Yes,
they had meat. God sent so much meat until they begin to vomit it up. Oh, glory, glory, glory.
Mm-mm-mm.
The Bible was telling us that even the fowls of the air, they don't even toil. They don't sow not, and neither do they reap.
water into the barns, the food.
Nope.
But I tell you, you can look out in the world.
All right.
You can see the birds flying, and then they'll land.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
All
land
right.
on the ground.
Thank you.
And you'll see, my God,
yep.
sometimes you'll see them carrying a chicken leg
yep.
across the street. Hallelujah. Birds. Hamburgers and
oh.
McDonald's.
Yes.
My Lord. They didn't toil for that.
I think
all right.
He all made
right.
a way that they could eat.
Made
so,
way.
How much more the people of God?
Amen.
God will make a way for his
yep.
people because he's a merciful God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, we don't have to worry because everything,
everything.
I said everything.
Everything.
Everything that we need,
yep.
God's got it. He
yes.
made a way for Elijah. He made a way for the widow woman.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You can read in the Bible. Read some more of the scriptures and see how God made the way for the people.
Amen.
So we thank God for his precious word. That word was good today. And I always enjoy the word of God coming through Evangelist. I mean, I'm saying to her, keep preaching the word of God and keep letting the Lord have his way. Because I'm being blessed. My soul is truly being blessed.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. And I give praise, glory, and honor unto the Lord for what he is doing.
Yes.
For the way that he has made that we could be on this broadcast, be denied.
Yes.
I thank God for
thank
all
you.
That he has done. He has blessed our souls since
yes.
we started, since we've been on this ministry.
Oh, yes.
I tell you, God, he's a good God, and I believe he's going to bless even more.
Thank you,
I thank God. I believe that the Lord is making a way right now.
Yes.
He knows just what we need.
Yes.
He knows how to deliver the godly
nope.
out of the temptation. He knows how to make a way that we may be able to escape
yes.
because our God is faithful.
Yes,
he's
he is.
Faithful. He will create a way, make a way. That we may be able to stand,
yes.
that we may be able to go through our tests and trials,
Amen.
That we may be able to endure the temptations.
Thank
I
you.
Tell you, in the time that we're living in now, there are many temptations
Amen.
All around,
go ahead.
Satan working on every hand, trying to stop the people of God,
yes.
trying to get them to throw up hands. But
yes.
I want to say to you today, God has everything we need. You don't have to throw up your hands. You
Amen.
Don't have to throw in the towel. You don't have to give up. You don't
Amen.
Have to go back into the world. You
Amen.
Don't have to go out on the corners. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Unless you're going to go out there and preach the word. You
All
ain't
right.
got to stand out there. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that I once was young, but now I'm old.
Yes.
I've never seen the righteous forsaken,
nor
his feet begging bread. Hallelujah. God ain't got no beggars.
Come on.
He ain't got to be out there, standing out there begging.
Amen.
God has everything we need.
Everything.
We ain't got to be in no flim-flam, trying to flim somebody or flam
nope.
somebody. God's got everything we need.
Hallelujah.
Everything. I
Everything.
Don't care what it is. God has got it.
Yes,
he's a way maker, a
Amen.
Door opener, and he
yes,
knows how to fix every situation
Lord,
in our life.
Thank you.
We are never have to go lacking
never.
Because God has got everything we need. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
This time Praise the service God. Is back into the hands of the Dennis Hameen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that sermonette.
Yes, Lord. Thank
coming
you,
through Jesus.
Thank
hey,
you,
God,
Jesus.
That stirred me up. Praise be to God.
That's all right. Praise
Him. Oh, yes, Lord.
Glory
Thank
to
you,
God.
Jesus.
Thank
oh,
you, Jesus.
We really enjoyed the beautiful
Thank
remarks
you,
this sermon coming through Evangelist May. She just told us just like it is. Surely God got everything we need. I'm excited. I don't know how anybody else feels, but I feel like praising God. I feel like lifting up the name of Jesus
Hallelujah. And I don't know who is willing to help me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory be to God.
Thank
but
you,
I
Jesus.
Want to give God the praise
the
and honor.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The name of Jesus. Your name is worthy.
Thank you, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God, my God.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Praise be to God. Thank God for the beautiful prayer. I just thank God because God, he keeps on proving himself. And somebody is truly being blessed. I know this because the Lord has let me know. And I want to encourage you to hold on to your blessing. Amen.
Yes.
Hold on to your faith and don't let go.
Amen.
Be encouraged and continue on in the Lord. Those who are seeking the Lord, continue seeking the Lord until you get your deliverance. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Stop. Don't get distracted. Don't slack up, but go after God more now than ever before. Praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord for this radio ministry and how the Lord has truly blessed. Praise God and thank God for those faithful ones who are tuning in to support us.
Amen.
I just thank God for each and every one of you. It is indeed a blessing to know that we have your prayers and your support. And we truly thank God for you. And we bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I would like to take this time now and make an announcement or some announcements here as to how you can reach out to us. Praise the Lord. You certainly can reach out to us if you would like to leave a prayer request. You can call or text 410-209-7503. Again, that number is 410-209-7503. And you can also reach out to us by email at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Again, that's prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. You can listen online by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service Title I School. That is again www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service Title I, spelled out 1-O-N-E, school. And you can listen online. Again, the call-in number to listen by phone is 319-527-6763. That number, again, is 319-527-6763. If you would like to correspond with us in writing, you may do so by sending it to P.O. Box 27148. Again, P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And my name is spelled S-H-E-I-L-A. My last name is H-A-M-E-E-N. Amen.
Praise be to God. So I thank God for all things, and just bear in mind that God has everything we need, and we don't have to lack at all. Praise God. We'll close out with this little portion of song. I'll never go lacking no more, because I'm hiding in Jesus Christ. I'll never go lacking no more, because Jesus made a special sacrifice when he died on Calvary. He died that you and I might have a right to life. And that's why I'll never go lacking no more, because I'm hiding in Jesus Christ. In Jesus, I have a hiding place. In Jesus, my soul is saved. In Jesus, I have everything I need, and I don't have to want no more. I'll never go lacking no more, because I'm hiding in Jesus Christ. I'll never go lacking no more, because Jesus made a special sacrifice when he died on Calvary. He died that you and I might have a right to life. And that's why I'll never go lacking no more, because I'm hiding in Jesus Christ. God bless you, and we love you.
Yes.